on Thursday after Ecuador removed his asylum status. British Prime Minister Theresa May addressed the House of Commons.
I am sure that the whole House will welcome the news this morning that the Metropolitan Police have arrested Julian Assange. Arrested for breach of bail after nearly 7 years in the Ecuadorian embassy. He has also been arrested in relation to an extradition request from the United States authorities.
Assange had taken refuge in the Ecuadorian embassy in London since 2012 and remained there over fears of extradition. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports the Justice Department's been looking at Assange for years.
Assange had long feared being arrested and sent to the U.S. for publishing thousands of classified documents through WikiLeaks. The special counsel's Russia investigators have also been examining how WikiLeaks obtained emails stolen from Hillary Clinton's campaign and from Democratic groups.
AP correspondent Sagar Magani reporting. Reports from Sudan say President Omar al-Bashir has resigned under military pressure and after 4 months of protests against his 30-year rule. Naba Mohandeen reports from Khartoum.
A Sudan military source tells VOA that President Omar al-Bashir was placed under house arrest while military and political leaders Thursday morning negotiated a transitional government. Reports say authorities shut down the main airport and arrested officials and military leaders believed loyal to Bashir. Reuters news agency reported Sudanese troops raided the headquarters of Bashir's Islamic movement, which runs his ruling National Congress Party. Naba Muhiddin for VOA News, Khartoum.
More on these stories on voanews.com. This is VOA News. The world's largest democratic election kicks off in India, where 900 million people are eligible to vote. Current Prime Minister